two urgent items. We need a quorum of six, which we have. Adopt the report which you've received, and then also the final products, which we workshopped at least twice. Today is really just to make sure that what we asked for has in fact been provided for. And that's why we thought it wouldn't take us more than 15 minutes. It really shouldn't take us more than 15 minutes. Is it okay then? We've got an apology from Ms. Mente. It's the only apology that we've received. And I'm sure other members will join us as we go along. Can we do the easy one first, honorable members, and look at the report? Do you have to do the bill first? Who would like you to do the bill first? You know, here we take over as politicians, not officials. I hear, saying they would like us to do the bill. Who's they?
Okay, fine.
Let's look at the bill first. If that's what the boss wants, that's what the boss will get. Public amendment bill is, as far as I know, the product of the relevant departments, Treasury, the AG, legal. Everybody has looked at it from the technical side. Can I get an indication that indeed you guys have looked at it from the technical side? They have. So, politicians, it's up to you to either accept or to amend. On page one, or is it not page one? It's page two, I guess, isn't it? The heading that starts with bill, to amend the public audit bill. Is it okay? Is there anybody that is opposed to what we have there? Can we have somebody? We don't have to adopt all of them, but we're comfortable with page one, which what's now page two, I guess. The one that says, well, are we happy with it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, honorable members. We'll go clause by clause, and we'll put the entire to you at the end of the day. And then section one. Anybody? No. Section 1, we will go clause by clause. Section 1 at the end of page 2, the bottom of page 2. Yes? Thank you very much. The boss says we must go section by section or clause by clause. And then I'm putting on page 3, clause B, C, D. Can we put all of them?
Yes.
Oh, section. Must we do section by section? All right. Section 2. Does anybody have a problem with section 2? On page number 3.
No.
And has anybody got a problem with section 3 as it is on the bottom of page number 3?
No.
And that goes all the way to page 4 at the bottom. Anybody with any concerns with the wording, the spelling, anything on that clause?
No.
Thank you very much. Section 4 on page number 5. No? Thank you so much. And then section 5 is on page number 6, at the top of page number 6. Anybody has a problem or amendments, changes? None? This will be your legacy, honorable members. One of them I've deliberately put a mistake, so it's going to be your legacy. I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but I deliberately messed it up.
We didn't check this.
Section 6, are we happy? Yes. I put section 7. And then I put section 8 on page number 6.
Agreed.
I put section 9. Thank you so much. On page 7, I put section 10. And I put section 11 on page 7. Thank you, sir. And I put section 12 on page number 8. And I put section 13. And I put section 14. And I put section 15. and Section 16. On page 9, I put Section 17 to the committee. And I put Section 18. On page 10, the memorandum, introduction, objects of the bill, contents of the bill. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. With the content, which is number 3, I don't know how is that going to affect we haven't arrived on 5. Because if you read what the treasurer said, he actually changed, there's some change the wording on 5. Remember?
On 3.5, you said.
On 5.1.
5.1.
Is that the one that you're hiding for us?
No. I'm on page 10.
No, it's the content of the bill. I'm saying, it says the content of the bill.
Yes.
I agree with that. I'm saying, is that content has got nothing to do with the 0.5, which is 5.1, because there are many ways that were made by the president. I'm just checking this.
Can you raise it when we get to 5.1?
Okay.
All right then. And then I put page 11 to members. No. Okay. Page 12, 4.
Okay.
12, 5, that's the one you're raising, ma'am. The funding of the additional powers of the Auditor General will be considered during... No, that's what we wanted. You'll recall that in the previous one we had the rands and cents. And Minister of Finance said, once you put rands and cents, it becomes a money bill, so you must put it without the rands and cents. So this is in line with what I think Treasury and everybody would agree to.
Right.
Unless you want a different one, yes, ma'am?
No, Chair, it's not. It's the letter that was addressed to you by the Treasurer.
No,
where he says the implication, under the implication,
yes.
Where he says it must be worded as follows. This is what the Treasurer is saying. The funding for the additional powers of the Auditor General, which is not exactly the same as this one. You see, powers of the Auditor General still the same. Then instead of will be, he says of the Auditor General, which is not here, catered for through the audit. See, related provisions, the principal is to be requested by the audit through the annual medium-term expenditure service process. So I'm saying, this is what he says on the final exchange.
Now I think the AG, not the AG, I think Minister of Finance was saying those are the kinds of lines that we should follow. But certainly the executive can never dictate to us what we should put in. That was the spirit. I think, and when we met with him, the spirit was don't put rand and cents to it, but cover that implications have been considered, and they will be, and they have been catered for, both from his side as well. Fatima, you want to add to that?
Chair, the revised wording as it now appears has been considered by Treasury and agreed. Yes, we just thought that was a little bit too lengthy.
Okay. Happiness, thank you so much. I then put point 6 on page 12.
That's fine.
Thank you so much. And point 7 on page 12.
That's okay.
I therefore put the entire Public Audit Amendment Bill to the committee for your adoption. Any movers? Honorable McLaughlin, any seconders? Honorable Adams, and I guess the House is in agreement. Thank you so much. Let's go to the report that will accompany it in terms of ATC. All right. And we have had this thing overnight, I think. At least overnight. I want to put the entire page one. Anybody want to suggest any amendments to page 1 of the report? No. Anybody wants to make changes to page 2 of the report? And page 3 of our report? Page 4, can we sign off the report as the committee? Thank you very much for the entire report, Honorable Singh.
Yeah, just 1 second. I'm just looking at the minister's letter now. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to see it. And page 3 of our...
minister's letter.
Yeah, and relating to page 3, 4.2.
Hold on, let's get there.
Yeah, the recommendations, page 3, in relation to the minister's letter.
Oh.
The funding.
The committee recommendations.
Yeah, the committee recommendations, page 3.
Oh, okay.
The funding of the additional powers the legislation will provide the EXA should be funded through the annual budget processes.
Mm.
That's what the recommendation. Yeah. But the minister is saying something else. It is proposed that it reads along the following. The funding for the additional powers of the Auditor General, which is not catered for through the audit fee-related provisions in the principal act, is to be requested by the Auditor General. Here we think it should be funded. Here we think it should be requested. If we are making a recommendation that it should, then we mean it shall be funded. But here you say it should be requested. So that's our recommendation. Our recommendation should be in line with what he is proposing.
What's our recommendation we'd like to be proposing?
We are saying shall, we're forcing it.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying the principle of, or should we, I'm just worried that we should not be fooled by the nose by the executive. That's my fear. Yeah.
Mm.
But let's get all views and let's take a decision. And we're looking specifically at, say, 3.3.
Yeah, 4.2.
Paragraph 3.
Yeah. No, Chair. No, Chair, what I'm saying is that we should be then be consistent, because that is the same that we dealt with, that was 5.1 in the bill.
Yeah.
So now we accepted that on the basis that it's the spirit that comes, and we all agree on with the spirit. Now, if we then change it now when we come to our report, then we will then be saying two different things on the same matter. I think the same spirit should also apply on that one in terms of consistency. But if Honorable Singh feels that we change it, then it will mean that we go back also on the bill and then change it according to what the minister has commented.
Any other views? Any other views on number 3? Taking into consideration what we did just now, yes, Honorable Dubazai.
No, thank you, Chair. I thought the whole spirit was explaining. It's only that Honorable Singh was just walking in.
Mm.
We would say, we cannot just say, because I raised the same issue, but the answer and agreed by the committee was that we can't really follow the word by word by the executives.
Mm.
This is our own recommendations, and it's saying the similar thing, but in different wording. All I think we're concerned about was just the same.
Yeah. Yes, Honourable
McLaughlin. I suggest we align the recommendation in our report with what's in the memorandum.
Word by word?
Not necessarily word by word, but here it says to be considered. That doesn't say that in our recommendation. Our recommendation says should be funded through the annual budget process, not should be considered through the annual budget process.
Please help us with the English. It should be considered.
I would say that would then align it with
what's in the memorandum. Should be considered. Okay. The
funding
is being considered.
Okay. Alright, can you read what you're trying to
work? The funding of the additional powers, the legislation will provide the AGFA, will be considered during the annual budget process.
Yeah. Perfect.
Alright?
Yeah.
Okay. With that amendment to page number 3, is there anything else on page 3? No? On page number 4? Nothing? The report, therefore, with those amendments, can we have a mover? Thank you, Honorable Singh. Second,
A second,
please. That's fine. And the House agrees. Honorable members, we, in line with what you asked us to do before, have been lobbying the powers that be for this thing to be ATC'd and debated as soon as possible. Honorable Singh, I'm sure it'll end up somewhere in those committees that you sit in, programming or chief groups forum. You would need to do the same as well for us. We've asked that this thing must be done before we rise. The other alternative is to do it when we get back, but I'd rather we do it before we rise, have it as our legacy project and done with it.
And I'm assuming, honourable members, that we're in agreement that we will actually ask for a debate on this matter. Everybody will participate.
Yeah.
And I can go to the powers that be that says there will be no opposing views. Nobody's going to come and say it's objectable or I reserve it to my caucus. Maybe you'll reserve it to your caucus, that's fine. But in principle, I think we are all on the same page on this one. All right, honourable members, then as soon as it is programmed, I'm sure we will get it. We will request that it gets debated in the House for its ratification before we rise in June. And to the members of our legal team, the Auditor General's team and everybody else, I think we want to say thank you very much. At least there's something that we can go home and say we've done as this committee. Also to the members of the Portfolio the Standing Committee, thank you very much, members. That is our business. Cindy and company will make sure that it's ATC. And then we will meet each other in terms of this one in the House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go well.
Whenever.
Sorry, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Are you doing? I'm fighting for your glasses off. Are you? What happened?